Good morning and welcome into the KGNC Agribusiness News Hour. I'm your host, Shannon Gray, and this morning we've got a local agronomist on the line. I'm speaking with Jake Becker. He works for Pioneer. To get started, I want to talk a little bit about harvest. Do you know maybe the percentage that we're at right now and just kind of how things are progressing and going at the moment?
Yep. So we're about 75% harvested right now across the northern Texas panhandle. We're moving west, and we still got a lot of acres around Dalhart and Texline, but we're progressing very nicely. The heat and that winds that came through really dried out some corn for sure.
Great. That's always good to hear. And with that, I know y'all have new hybrids. How are those coming along in 2020?
Yes, we've got a couple new hybrids performing really well. If you haven't taken a look at 1108Q, it's a chrome-only product. But if you're looking for a little shorter season product than, say, 1370 or 1828, definitely take a look at 1108Q, a really good corn-on-corn hybrid, excellent disease package, excellent disease as far as bacterial diseases. Goss's wilt is really good, and so we're excited about 1108Q. On the double side of things, if you haven't taken a look at P1572AM, take a look at that. It's got some different genetics in it than a lot of our lineup. More of a true western adapted hybrid, likes to be at higher elevations but still handles that heat. A nice big plant, huge flex.
Wonderful. Okay, and then going back to harvest, I know you mentioned those winds coming in, drying everything down. The weather, I feel like it's unseasonably warm right now. Is that affecting anything at the moment?
Yeah, absolutely. So we got cold. Golly, it's been a month ago we had that big cold front move through. We didn't freeze. But with the heat and high wind, everything was kind of in a time capsule. We had lots of moisture out there. The corn was pretty wet. But then that heat and high wind came through, and golly, it's dry out there. We need some rain. But the moisture really fell out of the corn crop. And so anything you can do to get that crop out is going to help. But maybe some cooler temperatures coming this week. We do have some late planted corn after hail events, and may nip some of that, but we'll have to see what Mother Nature brings.
Yeah, you know, our weather guy over here at KGNC, Sheldon Brashears, he mentioned the potential already for a freeze. Could that be detrimental in any way?
So most of our crop is fine. It's matured. It's black layered. Won't be a problem. There are, you know, a circle here and there that we had some cotton that got hailed out or corn that we replanted. That was planted, you know, in that early July time frame, and it may nip some of that. But as long as we get to that 50% starch line, if we get a hard killing freeze, we're looking somewhere around a 5 to 10% yield loss and lighter test weight. But if we just get a light frost and we just kill off some leaves, the yield loss should be minimal.
Wonderful. Great. Is there anything else you wanted to add today?
No, I just appreciate everybody using Pioneer products out there. Appreciate our customers. If you have any questions about any topics, feel free to give your local Pioneer sales rep or your local Pioneer field agronomist a call.
Again, that's Pioneer agronomist Jake Becker. And as always, I'm going to recommend that if you have any questions, whether it's related to Pioneer products or even agronomy, these guys, they know their stuff. They're more than happy to help any of y'all out there. So make sure you contact your local Pioneer sales rep or field agronomist with any of those questions. For KGNC Agribusiness News, I'm Shannon Gray.